At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Fernando Tatis Jr. Man, talk about a week to 2 weeks of emotions for San Diego Padres fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
You win the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You get Juan Soto. You get Bell.
You win maybe, like Tom Brady says, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. You don't know until it's all written out.
Hey, maybe.
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 Drury, you got a ton of people at the deadline, right? And everyone, including Vegas, increased the odds of the Padres to go all the way. Fast forward 1 week later, Fernando Tatis, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN, Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr., who we're expecting back, what, any day or week
mm-hmm.
now?
Yeah.
Violated MLB's performance-enhancing drug policy and is facing a suspension. That, combined with the Padres being what? They've won like a game or so with the new crew. So, not going according to plan so far for the San Diego Padres.
Not so good. Robert, what's the update here?
It is official now. No longer according to Jeff Passan. This is official 80-game suspension.
80? What?
Wow, that's big news, man. Sorry, Padres fans.
Yo, that is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
B-N-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Man.
You know what, though, man?
Forget the lineup that we were all fearing in the playoffs. Every Mets fan and every Dodgers fan, you know what their one fear was? Besides a terrible injury? Besides DeGrom and Scherzer not being there in October? Every Mets fan and every Dodgers fan fear was, Oh, man, what if we have to play a divisional round against a lineup with Soto, Tatis Jr., Bell, Drury, all these guys, and now...
Stacked, yeah.
I mean, this is big news. So, Fernando Tatis Jr., 80 games
out. Yeah, but you know what? Look, to make it clear for the Odd Couple fans, again, we're Covino and Rich. We usually do Fox Sports Sunday. We've been working together for a long time.
Yeah.
Some of you know, Rich is a Mets guy. So I do want to know how you feel about this. Rich is a hardcore Mets guy. I'm a Yankees guy. We're from the East Coast. We're out here in L.A. Now, I don't think of this as a nanny-nanny, poof-poof sort of scenario. Like, ha-ha, you know, you lost your guy. I think this is bad for baseball.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, we're talking a high-profile player, huge expectations, a high-profile team. Like, the magnifying glass was on the Padres right now. All attention's on the Padres. And then this news comes out. That's just bad for baseball. It's bad business.
It's not good.
And when you take a guy like of his caliber out of the game, everybody loses. 80 games?
I agree with you. I have friends
even
that,
as a Mets fan, you do agree.
I have dirtbag friends.
I find that hard to believe, to be honest.
I mean, we all have dirtbag friends, right? I have dirtbag friends that...
Oh, no, I believe that. I don't believe that you're not secretly happy about it as a Mets guy.
I have dirtbag friends that are okay rooting for injuries, which I think is dirtbag slimeball behavior. You never want to see a guy on another team get hurt.
Of course not, no.
But you know what? Steroids or testing positive for clusterball? That's what they're saying. He tested positive for clusterball? A banned performance-enhancing substance. If that's the case, that's self-inflicted. So I... Got to be honest, I'm a little happy as a National League fan.
Right.
It's not good for baseball, but self-induced. This is not like, oh, he stubbed his toe and he's out another month.
This is big, big news. Official news. Official news. Fernando Tatis Jr. out 80 games suspended. Bam! What are your thoughts? You know, I'm letting it sink in, letting it simmer. 877-99 on Fox. If you're on social media, I'll pull up to Twitter. Everything at Covino and Rich, C-O-V-I-N-O, Covino and Rich on social media. But I'd have to say I'm thinking of my Padres fans, and they have to be shaking their heads right now.
Oh,
you know, you're thinking of your Padres friends. We have a few, and a lot came out of the woodwork, right?
I was going to say, I don't know many people root for the Padres.
Well,
I know a lot of people that would love to live in San Diego, but it's, you know, Padres.
You have the few that you could think of, and, you know, there's still a lot of fans out there. There's Tatis Jr. fans, no doubt, that are shaking their head like,
I think the last time I met a Padres fan, I think Tony Gwynn was playing.
What's the real feeling, though? Look, no one wants a cheater, right? But, you know, back in the 90s, we did have this feeling about baseball. We're like, yeah, everybody's doing it. Who cares? We all know.
Yeah.
We know these guys are juiced up. We know Barry Bonds is on the juice. Like, now is your feeling that of, come on, man, you should know better, or, yeah, I get it. People are still trying to get the edge.
A little bit
sports.
Of that. You know what? I think of it like smoking cigarettes. Back in the day, so many people smoked cigarettes. Like, you had buddies, family members, your dad would be smoking in the car with you, in the car.
Yeah.
Fast forward 20, 30, 40 years, you're a grown-up, and you're like, man, if someone starts smoking now...
You know the ramifications.
It's like, what a terribly poor habit to pick up now. We know...
You know it's bad for you.
We know it's bad. More kids smoke weed than cigarettes now.
We saw the truth campaign. We
so,
get it.
It's almost like, yeah, I mean, you've seen guys get caught. You just got caught after seeing Robbie Cano, among others.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, Rich. And you got to realize that these performance-enhancing drugs are always one step ahead of the tests. And if this guy's on the juice and he's doing what he can to get the edge, what's to say that everybody's not doing that? We just don't know. And that's just part of the game.
I hear you. And no one thinks they're going to get caught, right?
It's exactly.
Like, think about relationships.
Is going to catch up with
every guy that's cheating on his wife.
Whoa, what? You're what?
Oh, I'm saying every guy out there cheating on their wife.
I thought you were confessing to something.
None of them think they're going to get caught or want to get caught. Every woman up to no good. She doesn't think her man will find out. Anyone doing any type of performance-enhancing drugs, whether it be in the octagon, the ring, the baseball field, the football field, no one thinks they're going to get caught or they wouldn't do it.
So here's what I'm thinking right now. Remember when the spider tech thing was a thing for a minute and Garrett calls like, oh, yeah, to be honest, I have nothing to really say about this. You know, I'm he was making his awkward statements. And everyone was looking at pictures like Garrett Cole. Are the floodgates going to now open up again on this?
No, I think it's an isolated.
You think it's an isolated? Well, listen. That's what I don't believe. You think he's the only guy?
He was fighting. He was fighting back.
That.
I think he was fighting back from injury.
I don't believe that at all. Think he's the only dude?
No, I don't think he's the only dude.
Well, that's why where there's smoke, there's fire. So there's going to be some guy who's going to be out there investigating.
At any given moment, there's athletes in every sport probably abusing something they're not supposed to. My point is, if you rewind, how did the Missy Elliott thing? You're good at it.
I want to hear you do it.
Flip it and reverse it.
New England like a freaking lamp for yam yam.
It's very good. It's fantastic. Take it back to your Yankees. Number 38, if I remember correctly. No, I'm sorry, 48. No, 46.
Are you talking about Andy Pettit?
Yeah, 46,
46.
Right? 46, yeah. Number 46, Andy Pettit.
Now pitching, number 46, Andy Pettit. Number 46.
Andy Pettit was on the rebound from injury and got caught.
Right.
Maybe this is a Tatis Jr. Maybe the explanation and his statement will eventually be, man, I was really anxious to get back out there with my teammates. And
I was doing everything I can.
I'm doing everything I can
to get healthy again.
And I crossed the line, and I'm sorry to the fans.
We'll play
and
down like I took something to speed up my recovery, and I didn't know. And
he'll play. I mean, listen, I can't speak on behalf of Tatis Jr., but I think his best bet is to have a combination of.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of MLB players shaking in their cleats right now, like, oh no, oh no, because again. This might be one of those unspoken baseball things.
I don't think it's the
beginning
of something.
Yeah, a lot of people might be taking that stuff. I don't know.
I don't think it's the beginning of something.
All right, well,
I think
hope not.
I think it's one superstar got popped.
Look, this isn't some regular play. This is a superstar player. I don't know. Maybe you don't follow baseball. This is a big deal. And everyone was excited about his return heading into the playoff team, the Padres. They got Soto for that lineup. This is a major letdown.
Did I forget to say Machado before also? Jeez.
You left out Manny Machado?
How dare I?
How dare you? So we're Covino and Rich with the late breaking news here on Fox Sports Radio. In for the Odd Couple. Want to go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to your feedback at Covino and Rich and also 877-99 on Fox. Thomas in Idaho. Your reaction, 80 games for Tatis Jr. My thought, there'll be a statement and it has to do with I didn't necessarily know what I was taking. I apologize to the fans. I was anxious to get back out there, and I'm sorry I let you down. That I feel like that's written already.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fernando Tatis Jr., 80-game suspension.
It's a lot of games.
There's a lot of games, and we're taking your feedback right now. 877-99 on Fox. But before we do, I want to go to Alex. Tyshirt, you had an observation, not an observation, a theory on why not just let these guys do it?
So there's so many things here, right? So baseball always touts itself as like being the sacred sport. We will not touch it. We will not disdain it. Yet robots are coming out to umpire soon, right? Yeah. So they have this stigma of like steroids, these drugs. We can't taint these athletes. Bro, they're athletes. Let them take whatever, anything they want. Let them supercharge themselves. I want to see the baseball fly to the other field across the freaking state. Yeah. Like, I don't understand why they're limiting players. If they sign up to be a professional athlete, why limit them? If they're gladiators, you can't throw them in a ring and be like, no swords this time, just axes.
If you're telling me the only reason the answer is no is they're role models to kids, that's not good enough of an answer for me.
No!
Because the reality is, I told you off the air, if there was a drug where you said, take this, and you'll be the greatest radio TV host, I would take it and not think twice about it.
I'm just saying.
My moral standards for this stuff, I'm not judging Tatis. Like I said, we've all done dumb things, but I'm one of those people that believe Bonds, Clemens, all these guys should be in the Hall of Fame. And listen, I know it's against the rules. You got to follow the rules, but why is it even a rule?
But don't you evolve, though, as time goes on?
We all do. We all do.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it. I'm on Sirius XM. I'm on some of the music channels.
And so am I.
What is it, a contest?
Who's bigger?
Just let people know.
No one cares about you. I'm telling a story.
I don't know. I feel like you were bragging about it a little bit.
I'm on the 2000s channel. And the other day I played Afro Man, Because I Got High. And I'm thinking, when that song... Now, when this song came out 20 years ago, you couldn't smoke weed anywhere in the country legally. Now, fast forward 20 years later, legal in, I think, almost 40 of the states.
I'm smoking now.
Boom. And then I got high. So, people evolve. Things change. I'm not saying everyone should be juicing tomorrow, but I wonder if it will change. And 80 games is a lot, but it's a message. 80 games is a message.
We have an official statement from the San Diego Padres.
Oh, oopsie daisy?
They said,
is this the statement?
Whoopsie. They quoted Tommy Lee from earlier this week. I don't know if you guys saw, but we saw a lot of Tommy Lee.
I know.
From Motley Crue on Instagram.
Have he said, seen enough
whoopsie
of that guy
doodle.
Yeah, doodle.
Here's the official statement. And we're going to go to your phone calls, too.
Yeah.
Fernando Tatis out 80 games, performance-enhancing drugs. Big letdown for baseball, especially for the Padres fans. 877-99 on Fox. I'm having an old guy moment here because the print is so little. I have to zoom it in. I'm not even kidding you. Yeah, I know. I know.
If you start turning your flashlight on at a restaurant, our friendship's over. I can't see the menu.
We were surprised and extremely disappointed to learn today that Fernando Tatis Jr. tested positive for performance-enhancing substance in violation of Major League Baseball's joint prevention and treatment program and subsequently received an 80-game suspension without pay. We fully support the program and are hopeful that Fernando will learn from this experience.
Fernando.
That's a statement from the San Diego Padres. Padres.com, media information, off the press here on Fox Sports Radio.
Tatis Jr.'s got to get one of those, what is it, the Weibo? Those fake junk that people would bring into the bathroom and fill with someone else's urine?
Yeah.
Needs one of those. All right, let's go to Brandon in California. You're on with Covino and Rich, filling in for the Odd Couple today. What's up? Brandon.
Yo, what up, B? In California.
Brandon! Brandon!
Oh, man, what happened?
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
You know what? I saw the notes. He said he loves it. There's going to be two types of people with this story as it develops, and we're hoping to get more information for you before the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen,
there's
people.
We haven't heard his side of it, and not that it changes the fact that he cheated, but maybe he really didn't know. Because what are you thinking in that moment, right? Like, what are you thinking? You know what you did, or don't you? You think that he would know everything he's putting into his body, but maybe it's just so much that we can't even understand. So I'm curious to hear what he has to say about it. But there's going to be people that are like, oh, man, this is bad for baseball. Well, and then there's people that are excited because they're like,
he's
good
out.
For him.
Yeah.
He's out.
You know, any updates, we'll keep you abreast. Yeah. In the meantime, there's other things to get to.
Well,
yo, Alex, real quick, Tysha, because you had a stance on why not just let him do it. I agree with you. How do we feel when you compare this type of cheating to the Astros?
I was just saying this.
Because I was going to say, do we have a level of cheating in your mind, or is cheating just, you know?
It should be more so like accepted by all. So, for example, what the Astros did, nobody knew but them, and they did it to get a step above, knowing that they shouldn't do it because it was an advantage that was actually deception. It was like a kind of lacking side that it's like, it's not going to benefit others if they do it. It's like something like deflating a football, you know? It's like, okay. It only gets you. So, for my take, it's like, just do something that just doesn't have this ability to bring players back. Just let it be used. If they want to, cool. If not, just know it's available.
Okay.
Think about this, though. Fox Sports Nation, cheating's cheating, right? If it's going against the rules,
unless
no matter what it is.
Unless your socks are on.
Unless your socks are on. But cheating is cheating. And
Tatis Jr. actually, in his statement, he said he had his socks. He goes, I had my socks and stirrups on. Oh. So he thought he was fine.
Well,
he's holding a picture of bad meat with socks on.
Yeah, what's going on here?
You know what's interesting about it, though? Again, there's a lot of people out there that think they're competitive, right?
Yeah.
But you have to imagine how much more competitive the professional athlete is, oh, yeah, that they're willing to take these risks and go these lengths to get that edge. And then it makes you think about, like you, Rich, you claim to be an ultra competitive guy. Yeah. Do you really go the extra mile to be the best and to get that edge in what you do? There's so many people out there that claim to be so competitive. Yeah, man, I play pickleball on the weekends. I'm really competitive.
How competitive are you?
But are you really that competitive?
Maybe not that competitive.
When you hear professional athletes who are already the best going these lengths to get the edge, it's amazing. And it makes me think I'm not trying hard enough. Honestly, I'm like, well, what am I doing to be the best? These guys are risking their careers, 80 games, their reputations, their money. He's not getting paid.
You should start juicing, is my thought.
If there was, think about it. You know, those that are quick to judge.
Would you?
If something gave you the edge at the office or the workplace or the warehouse or over the road, wherever you are right now, in the studio, would you do it? Because everyone's going to say, oh, man, shame on him.
Well,
until we hear the details.
There you go.
Have some other obvious observations, because the Field of Dreams game, speaking of baseball, the Field of Dreams game was last night. It was just yesterday, right? So you're thinking yesterday's news, but not if you live on social media, because a lot of that stuff is still trending and we're seeing these videos over and over again. So I have a few obvious observations, as we call it, some observations from the Field of Dreams game. And I do want to know what you thought about it, the collective you, hanging out with us, Covino and Rich, in for the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. Now,
I only have two observations.
Some of you might not know that the Cubs won over the Reds 4-2. Some of you might not know that the Cubs played the Reds, because to me, I don't think the hype was the same as last year's game.
It was the first time.
It was the Yankees and the White Sox. I get all that. But I didn't feel the hype this year. But I'm sure if you were there, it was still magical, still wonderful. Our boy Kevin Burkhardt still did a great job. It's cool to see A-Rod. It's cool to see the players coming out of the cornfield. I know Iowa is like heaven. I get all that. But the hype wasn't the same as a spectator on television, right?
You think Iowa Sam, the producer here, takes pride in that?
Like, he does. He tweeted about it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think he was there last year.
So I have three observations.
I'm curious if they're the same as you. All right.
Number one, you could see that the players, grown men, still get very excited about this. It's only the second year, but everyone seemed pretty pumped to be there.
Well, as they say, Rich, it's a father-son movie, and it's a father-son game.
My second observation.
It's a magical movie. So, yeah, it's nice. Look, they're doing something different. It's good for the game. Like I said, the hype just wasn't the same. Maybe it's the teams. No one cares about the Cubs or the Reds right now.
Joey Votto
is
a national treasure. The guy's likable when he's mic'd up, how he is with fans and kids.
Nicolas Cage style?
And
who, where, why?
Why is Nick Cage looking for Joey Votto? Because he's a national treasure.
Yeah.
The guy's awesome.
He's great.
I think as far as one of the most likable dudes in all of sports, you got to put Joey Votto, I mean, somewhere in the top tier of that list.
What you're trying to say is he's a Votto loco forever?
He's a Votto loco. Joey Votto is so likable.
Such a badass Votto.
Such a good dude. And it was cool to see him mic'd up during the game talking about what this game would have meant for his father, who he played catch with every day.
Oh, see, now you're tugging at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
That's why people love this. All right. I have another little baby observation. I kind of alluded to it before, but I wrote it down, so I have to read it. Just doesn't have the juice without the Yankees. I think the Yankees got to play in that game every year. I'm a Yankees fan, and I was excited about it last year. So I just think you need like bigger teams. You had historical teams, I get it, but didn't have the same juice. Now,
that's so jaded.
That's fine. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm allowed to be.
You think the Yankees should be in it every year?
Yes, that's my my mild take of the day. The Harry Carey hologram.
That sounds like a dirty hot dog water take of the day.
The Harry Carey hologram.
That's the word.
Yankees should be in it every year. This goes against.
I would hate it.
What Tyshirt was alluding to before.
Yeah.
About how we put so much emphasis on the
wrong syllable.
Storied stats of baseball, yet we have hologram Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, right? It's like you want to advance the game, but you want to keep all these stats intact, mm-hmm. and you want to say no to PEDs, which for all we know might be just like a high-level supplement. Like, I don't know how powerful these things are. I don't know that. But the Harry Carey thing I think is cool, but there's so many people online, and it's probably like old-school people who are like, I don't like it.
Who cares what they think?
Yeah, there's
some weird, soon anyway.
But that's wrong, and that's also what social media is squabbling about. I'm not lying.
I'm 97. I hate it. Yeah, enjoy while you're here.
Social media, I mean, it's divided on everything.
I remember when Harry Carey was a baby.
But there's a lot of people like, it's just wrong. Yeah, for as many people are like, that's awesome. There's like people like, that just rubs me the wrong way. And then my last observation, I'm going to say because we have late breaking news.
All right, let's go to our update with Steve DeSager. What's up, buddy?
Hello. Fernando Tatis Jr. of the Padres was suspended 80 games after he tested positive for a performance enhancer. The Players Association has just released a statement on behalf of Tatis Jr. where he says, I've been informed that a test sample I submitted returned a positive test for Clostebol, a banned substance. He says, it turns out that I inadvertently took a medication to treat ringworm that contained this, and I should have used the resources available to me in order to ensure that no banned substances were in what I took.
Whoa. So he's saying ringworm?
He's saying whatever he took contained this substance.
So I'm not saying he's denying it,
which makes the story even more ridiculous.
Now the story is like, oh, man, so this guy... If we're going to believe him, which, you know, it's nice to believe someone innocent until proven guilty.
It just makes him twice a complete failure to his team this year.
I know.
Once with the injury and now with this, because you're a union member, take advantage of that.
Yeah.
You go to them before you take anything.
But there's two ways to look
like
at it, Steve.
It's like a clearance.
It's like you got to be smarter than that, right? You're a professional athlete.
Yeah.
You have responsibility. You got to ask questions before you put things into your body, right?
You're going to be tested for a living, yeah.
But yeah, especially when you're getting tested for a living. But if that's really the case, like, wah, wah. Like, how do Padres fans feel about that?
God.
Because you know you're going to get a flip side of people thinking, yeah, but he had ringworm.
Hey. If you get tested at your job for, I don't know, smoking weed, guess what you're probably not going to do? Smoke weed. If you get tested for drug, you have to play by the rules no matter how little or big they are.
He wasn't taking necessarily performance-enhancing drugs
to be better at baseball.
He took something that could help with his ringworm that contained something that tested positive.
That's his
claim.
Don't Google image ringworm. Back to you, DeSager.
And so you, as a union member, you go to your union first because I'm guessing there's not just one drug on planet Earth to treat a skin condition.
Exactly, yeah.
So he says, I want to apologize. I have taken countless drug tests throughout my pro career. I would never do anything to cheat. I'm completely devastated. I look forward to rejoining my teammates on the field in 2023.
Steve, thanks for that update, but there's always the truth and the spin. Is he just giving us the spin right there?
No, we don't know. We'll never know.
It is his immediate explanation.
Yeah, but does he have to say something like that?
Well, hold on. Robinson Cano just came out and said he was treating dandruff. He had some flaky.
He does. Otherwise, if this goes unchecked through the weekend, then he's thinking, oh, people are thinking I'm cheating. So
that's the statement, but there's a good chance. The forecast says that it might be hogwash. There's a 90% chance of that.
What we know is there aren't 80 games left in this season, so we'll see him in May of next year.
Oh, man,
the way
crazy.
Things are going.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a story to tell, and my story's sad to tell. Rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John.
Wow. Grease reference.
Really beautiful feet.
But I'm really excited.
Take a look at these bad boys.
Not about Rich's feet. I'm so excited that after
the
show.
I'm going to start an OnlyFans for my feet.
Yeah. Mind if I touch them?
You call it Tonelyfans?
Yeah, Tonelyfans.
Can I smell them?
Well, you might as well. I have a page. It's my Los Lonelyfans page.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Los Lonelyfans. Because I'm Mexican. Los Lonelyfans.
I get it.
Thank you.
You have to explain a joke.
I'm so excited. Not everybody knows. I'm so excited because after this show, we're having fun.
I can tell
because
you're wearing your Air Force Ones.
My Air Force Ones? Thank you.
Hey!
Another good one. Excited because after this show, right? The weekend officially begins. I get to have a nice cerveza, my huevo frio, right? Sip into my first drink of the weekend. I can't wait, Miss Friday night. So I'm excited for you to enjoy your weekend. Thank you for hanging out with us. Everything's at Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. Before we talk about Deshaun Watson, Rich, right? I want to tell you my story.
I do have to say that I don't know if we talked about it previously, filling in for the Odd Couple, but Covino told me that seltzers, the Bud Light ones, the Topo Chico, the High Noon.
Everybody has them. Jiffy Lube has them.
Everyone has seltzers now. I think Jiffy Lube does have them.
Yeah, everybody does.
Pretty sure AutoZone has seltzers now. Everyone's got their own brands.
You're talking Spike seltzers.
Spike seltzers.
Right. Hard seltzers.
Covino convinced me that you don't drink them alone. You use them as a mixer. And I'm like, man, that's a potent drink. But since you told me that, other people are like, oh, good idea.
I hate that you point that out as if it's something genius. It's not a Lanny Poffo move of mine. It's pretty obvious. It's a seltzer. The high noons, a lot of them have some sort of vodka or just like a malt liquor to it.
Yeah.
You add vodka. It's not that, like, it's a mixer. It's a weak drink. Spiking the drink is not like some crazy epiphany. So why do you even point that out as if I'm like, I don't even want the credit. I don't want that credit.
Damn, I was trying to be nice. Move on.
It's obvious. Is it not obvious? Hey, guys, listen. if you're gonna dive into a hard seltzer tonight, spike it with some Uncle Tito's. It's not that like hard to figure out.
Okay, well.
But that's what I'm excited for later.
There you go.
Now,
boink.
Rich, I got to tell you the story, and you're going to say that I failed. My daughter said that I low-key got the L or something like that. She said I pulled a mid-move or something.
You took an L?
I took an L. She's like, Dad, I got to be honest. You low-key took an L or something like that. She said it in a way that I wanted to say, shut up. But I was like, what?
Next time, just tell her we only get dubs.
She's like, Dad, my friends think you're kind of mid right now. And I was like, what? Here's the story.
The life of a preteen dad.
Well, let me tell you. Here in Los Angeles, the summer's sort of winding up right now, really starting for the parents because kids go back to school. So Now you have your afternoons free. This is the last weekend for kids in L.A. School starts on Monday, right? So yesterday, last minute, I find out, because that's how I am, last minute finding things out. There's a school orientation / picnic. I'm like, what? How come no one told me about this?
Oh.
And I'm like, bruh. But I'm like, all right.
You
got to
bring
there.
The picnic basket?
I'm like, I'll do the schmooze, right? I'll do the dad thing. And I'm a single dad. No other dads attached to me. Just me.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. So I'm like, all right, well, let's go. So my daughter, we get there. I do the teacher schmooze.
Are you sure you're having a drink after the show? You're not performing at Flappers in Burbank?
No, not. Are you? Those flip-flops on? You're the clown in the room. All right, so I'm at this orientation, and I don't know all these parents because it's her first year in the school.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing the whole thing, doing the whole spiel. I'm doing the schmooze. And then I got to the point where my daughter's like, Dad, you can stop following us around because the kids are just running around, right? I'm like, all right, fine. She sort of dismissed me. It was rude, you know, but she's preteen. That's just how it is. I'm like, all right, cool. I didn't want to hang with you and your corny friends anyway.
Do you remember those moments when you're rude to your parents and you think back I remember my parents dropped me off at college. And I was like, beat it. You dropped me here. Leave. Stop it.
low-key, kind of rude, but wasn't mean about it. She's just like, yeah, I don't want you to embarrass me. I'm like, all right, fine. I don't really want to hang with your nerdy friends anyway. Your nose picking.
That was your comeback to a preteen?
No,
I don't want to hang out with your nerdy friends anyway.
So, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll schmooze with some parents a little bit. Hey, I'm Melody's dad. What's up? Hey. Doing the point, the schmooze. Hey, what's up? I'm thinking to myself, like, there's no way that guy's my age. That guy looks like he's 105 years old.
You live in L.A. There's a lot of dads that are like, oh, third time around.
I'm doing the, you know, sizing up thing that everybody does.
I'm 70 and have a five-year-old.
And this gets to a point. So I'm kind of like at a point now where I'm like, all right, I'm done talking to parents. Where do I go? There's a basketball court, right? I'm like, all right, fine. I'm making my own fun. So I'm on this campus where my kid goes to school, and I'm just shooting baskets by myself, right? I'm like, I'm sort of killing it right now. I'm low-key winning in my mind. Hitting threes, feeling it. My daughter texts me, Dad, where are you? I'm like, Dad's hitting threes, right? Uncontested threes.
Such an L.
Yeah, no. This isn't where I hit the L, right? My daughter, because they're in kid mode. So you're seeing them in a different, like, preteen, excited mode where they're saying stupid things.
Yeah.
They come running up to me, her and her, like, goofy friends and these boys, right? And they're saying, I don't know what they're saying, okay, at first. They're like, they got phones in my face. And they're like, do the gritty. Right? But hold on, bro. I don't know what they're saying. I'm shooting.
You don't know the gritty?
Out of context, I'm shooting baskets. I'm like, what do they want? Some sort of Globetrotters move right now?
Globetrotters?
Because I'm shooting baskets. I'm like, what, you want to see me spin it on my finger? You want to see me shoot a layup? What do you?
Okay, boomer.
What are you saying right now? Do the gritty. I don't know what they're saying, right?
A little gritty dance.
I'm looking at my kid. I'm like, whatever you're asking me to do, you know dad doesn't do. I'm not a clown. I'm not here to perform for you and your goofy friends.
I don't have sandals on.
Yeah, I don't wear flip-flops to work, and I don't, like, do things when people tell me to. I do them when I want to do them. That's just how I am, right? So my kid probably brought all her friends there because she's like, my dad's cool. He'll do the gritty.
Not
now,
this,
if you don't
dad.
Know, there's an update. There is an update and a reason I bring it up. Ja'Marr Chase, as of today, approves the Madden NFL 23 version of his gritty, which he helped popularize in the NFL, right? It's a very famous dance. So I got to admit, though, this is a very clandestine moment between me and everyone listening to Fox Sports Radio. By the way, clandestine, I learned from Mike Tyson.
Clandestine.
The very clandestine conversation we're having right now.
Very private.
Don't let Hulu fool you. Very clandestine. At first, I didn't know what she was saying, and I played it off like, yeah, I know what you're talking about, because I didn't want to look like Dad didn't know what the gritty was. But truthfully, I didn't know what they were saying, right? So I'm like, listen.
Out of context, you're like, what?
Yeah, I didn't know what they were saying. And they're like, do the gritty. I'm like, I'm not doing the gritty. So they sort of looked deflated, and they went around and started asking teachers to, hey, Mr. Johnson, can you do the gritty? And some of the nerdy teachers were doing the gritty. Now, I got to be honest. I don't think everybody knows what
the
gritty is. They came back to me one more time. And they were like, do you know what the gritty is? And I finally am like, oh, the gritty. I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, I see Aaron Judge do it all the time. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm sort of justifying now. I'm like, yeah, they do. I'm a sports guy.
Of course Dad knows.
They do it in the NFL.
Justin Jefferson.
They all do it.
Ja'Marr Chase, of course Dad knows.
Of course I know. And they're like, well, okay, well, will you do the gritty? I'm like, get out of here. I'm not doing the gritty.
Didn't Adam Schefter hurt himself doing the gritty?
So
I think I'm pretty sure.
So I stood my ground because I'm like, I'm not doing the gritty. I'm not doing it. Not doing it, trying to appease her friends. I'm not hitting home runs like Aaron Judge, who, by the way, just went yard again, did the gritty. Aaron Judge, unless it was a replay. I don't want to pull a John Sterling. Net is high, net is far, net is gone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a replay. But he's doing the gritty. I'm like, I didn't hit a home run. I didn't score a touchdown. No need to do the gritty. Sorry, guys. Anyway, I did my dad thing. I thought we had a good night, and my daughter was a little mopey at the end of this. Meanwhile, I just, you know, wasted like 2 hours of my time at this orientation. And she's like, yeah, Dad, low key, you sort of took the L by not doing the gritty for me. And that was the story.
Huh?
That was the story. But again, the update is you're going to see a lot of gritty in Madden NFL 2023. Boom! And I have to ask you, Rich, you're a cornball. You probably would have done the gritty, huh?
If my kid asked me in front of her friends and it was a moment to look.
Yeah, but you know what? They're recording you. I'm not doing anything that
you
could have
went viral.
Me. Yeah. You know what happens? Mr. Johnson, who did it, everyone's making fun of him now on social media because the students filmed
so
it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
not
that
worried
guy.
About being made fun of by 12-year-olds.
Get out of here with that. Like, go film someone else. I'm not here to entertain these 12-year-olds. And at first, I was like really embarrassed by it. I'm like, get out of here.
By the way, I was right. Adam Schefter had an MRI after a gritty knee injury. So tell Melody.
But
now, this is very dangerous.
I have to be honest.
I'm over 40.
There's no way. There's no way.
Oh.
I'm the only guy. We're you know, here in our little studio. Rob is here. Alex, Covino, Rich, Steve. I'm not the only guy that would have said, I'm good by not doing it. I'm just the guy confident enough to admit that I low-key took the L last night.
If your buddy, you're not one to, Covino, just to if people.
You think I'm the only guy?
If people
I bet
new,
you it's very 50-50.
If people are new to Covino and Rich, to know Covino is to know that he will not do something.
Because you're put on the spot.
You ask him to do.
If I felt in the moment, if I hit a three and just in the moment wanted to do the gritty, that's on me. But when they're telling you to do it and they're going to film you, not playing that game.
Covino doesn't play. He doesn't do this no matter what.
In case Fox Sports Radio doesn't know, I failed recess because I don't play.
You should have told your daughter that joke. Would have had a few L's.
Yeah, I love that.
And
you
told a lame joke to my friends. I hate you, Dad.
I love
I
that the Odd Couple has a hi-hat on standby.
Yeah.
It's like Tito Puente's on standby here.
Oh, boy.
But so wait, hold on real quick. Tyshirt. You would have did the gritty?
Dude.
Get out of here.
That's one of my favorite dances I've seen.
Do the gritty then.
The gritty right
do
now?
It, yeah.
Come on, dude.
Get out of here.
What? Because he did it.
He did it.
How is it?
Why
Robert,
would he
honestly,
Robert.
One of the best dances.
Robert, you would have done that or no?
Hell no.
Ah!
Hell no.
Hold up, but Rob, you're a dad, right? You got a little kid. When your kid's a little older and like, Dad, can you do the gritty for me and my friends? You would not say no to your kids?
It's embarrassing.
Absolutely, I'm saying no.
Okay. It's embarrassing. How do you not
so
feel
dope.
Embarrassed?
I love the dance. They even like evolved it to like back in the time, so it's like thy gets no maidens, and then he does the gritty in like a whole outfit.
Alex, you look like you had fun when you just did it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be too cool. There's just a sense of embarrassment that I can't allow myself to get to.
Oh, I guess.
Or vulnerability or something where I'm doing that.
You're not very vulnerable.
Well, Rob, why wouldn't you? You didn't get on him. You get on me.
You know why? Because I looked around the room and the two nerdy, corny white guys would have done it. And you and Rob, I could already tell.
I had my Vato sunglasses on.
You know who was Team Gritty? The two white dudes that were like, oh, sure, I'll do it. The two guys with a little more pride and a little more old school machismo are like, I ain't doing no gritty.
I'm giving Vato nods to all the Vato dads that are at this playground. And I gave my daughter the look too. You remember when you would put your dad in a weird spot when you were a kid and you're like, Dad, can I go to Rob's house? Can I sleep over? And like, you shouldn't be saying those things in front of dad. Because dad's like, don't be asking me in front of the
other
parents.
Yeah, your dad's like, hey, you're not sleeping over tonight. You're coming home.
Then come
you're
on,
like,
dad,
you're
please,
like, dad,
come on,
we're going to play video games. Can I stay over? And your dad's looking at you like,
and he
you
grips your hand.
Son of
right.
a, I told you before you left.
Yeah, exactly. So I gave my daughter that same look. And I was like, you know dad doesn't do the gritty. You better chill out right now.
Dad don't gritty.
She assumed that I wouldn't let her down in the moment. But Rob, why wouldn't you do it?
Well, if I'm mid, shooting threes and I'm on a roll right there, I'm not going to interrupt the hot streak to do the gritty.
Does Steph Curry's kids interrupt him to do the gritty when he's hitting threes?
No.
Right?
Never.
I don't know. But hey, you know what? If you got anything out of this story, there's two types of people. You know, people like Alex who are like, hell yeah, what's the big deal? And then there's people like me and Rob who are like, yeah, I'm good on that. Yeah. But in case you didn't know, it's the dance move that you see all the athletes doing. Not everybody knows. You see it, but not everybody knows.
You're also the same guy that doesn't like to do any dances at a wedding. So you're cut from that cloth.
Dude, wow. I'm just not that guy, man.
Boring guy.
Wow.
Boring guy. Don't let him defoot. You know what it is? He's like a cool guy and he's sort of handsome. He's a dud in life. He's a dud.
I don't. Yeah, why? Because I don't. Why? Because I don't get fired up when Buster Poindexter comes on like this guy does.
Ole, ole.
Yeah, get out of here. You're a dork.
That's all good.
And I mean that in the nicest way.
Thank you, buddy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.